The third annual Public Schools Week in Sonoma County is about to get underway, and here to tell us about it today, we have Helen O'Donnell from the California Teachers Association and Ron Calloway, who's the superintendent at the Mark West School District. Let's begin with why this is done.
Well, 3 years ago, my office colleague, Andy Whithone, decided that we needed to bring back Public Schools Week. It had been done previously, but not in the recent years. And we just wanted to show people how great Sonoma County Public Schools are and showcase all of the student work and the student talent.
We hear so much about teaching to the test and the core curriculum. That sounds like a lot of what's going to be showcased here are the extras that make the educational experience a richer experience.
Yes, you will see the music programs being presented both Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, as well as you're going to see student work that demonstrates critical thinking science projects of that sort. Really great work will be distributed throughout the Cunningtown Mall.
Why Cunningtown?
Well, that's where it had been held previously, and they were very cooperative with us bringing it back, and I think it's a positive for them as well as they're going through their remodeling project. It brings people in to see them all.
How many kids? How many schools?
This year we have 19 districts participating.
And of those districts, you can assume that they represent about 20,000 students.
Full age range?
Kindergarten through 12th grade.
In your district, for instance, Ron, what are some of the highlights that people might see displayed?
You're going to see from our district science projects that were displayed at our recent science fair, a whole variety from all the way from kindergarten through eighth grade of the matrix of where science can go. So we're excited to share that with the public. Also, we're very excited to share our strings orchestra program will play again on Friday, May 9th. This is the first time since the death of Sue Hufford, our music teacher, that was well documented.
So that should be a very significant occasion.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to the performance.
Other highlights, Helen, that you'd like to call people's attention to?
Well, Sistema is an organization that brings youth together to play in orchestras, and both the El Verano Elementary students and the Shepherd Elementary students will be playing together on Tuesday, individually and then together as an orchestra.
Why does the CTA get behind this?
Well, CTA represents the teachers within Sonoma County, and we are very supportive of our teachers and the work that they do, and we want people to see what great teachers we have and the work that they're doing with the students and how good our students are.
What has been the response in the first 2 years since you brought it back?
It's been very positive. We have a great opening ceremony on Friday. In the past, we've had Mike McGuire speak. This year, we're having Susan Gorin speak. The superintendent of public schools, Steve Harrington, is there. And we have numerous parents who come out. And often, the people who are just there in the mall walking by are like, wow, what's going on? This looks great.
Sounds like a good occasion. I want to thank you both for coming in to talk with us today, and I hope it goes really well.
Thank you so much. We hope to see everyone there.
Thank you.